Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the War Room is on. I'll be joined by Nick Sortor at the bottom half of this hour. I want to start this hour with a video from Caitlin Bennett, 50 here. She's asking an activist to explain why they're protesting. And they have nothing, because these people aren't protesting anything legitimate. They have absolutely nothing to stand on. They are communist infiltrators. They're trying to overthrow the government, and they're doing it under the most pathetic sheen, glimmer of constitutional activity. They're not. And you try to ask them what they're actually protesting, and it all becomes very clear. Let's watch.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because our country being run by fucking criminals and nobody's doing anything. And people like you are defending actions of fucking terrorists.
And people like you are defending these pedophiles being in Minnesota by wanting to abolish ICE.
If you're trying to argue that we need to get rid of these people, that these are fucking pedophiles, then get the fucking pedophiles in the White House out now.
Those are pedophiles.
Okay.
And so when you want ICE out of Minnesota or Minneapolis, this is who you're protecting.
No, I am not trying to protect those people. I'm protecting the actual people who have not had any previous criminal charges against them being deported. Sure, maybe those people have been convicted. Maybe they should get out. But
how do they get out, though?
I mean, get out of...
But how does that happen without ICE?
Find some other organization, not hiring criminals.
There isn't. There is no lawful organization that can remove somebody that's here illegally and committed crimes. They can't do it.
You know what that's called? That's called the fucking police.
The local police does not. They don't deport people. ICE does.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, though. Say that they want to get these criminals, or they want to like convict the criminal, get them out. All right. You want to know an easy way to know if someone been convicted? To eat cells, get the fucking streets.
Okay, so again, we're just going to talk calmly here. These people are pedophiles, okay, and they are criminals. Give me 1 second before your impulse tells you to interrupt me, okay? 1 second. If you don't want ICE going around, if you don't want them to exist, if you want them abolished, these people would still be in our streets. These people would still be going out and raping children. There is no one that could deport them. They don't have the agency to do that. And I think it's dangerous to start telling local law enforcement that they can go and start deporting people. ICE has the power under Title 8 to do this. So tell me, how do we remove these people if we abolish ICE?
Simple. Just lock them up for crimes that they've committed. If they haven't committed, if they committed crimes, they should be jailed. Just not even, just ignore the deportation process. And the fact that you're trying to...
But these are federal crimes. These are federal crimes that are handled by the federal government because they are illegal.
How is it a federal crime to be protesting? Why did a mother have to get shot in the face 3 times?
We can talk about that after you tell me how on earth we're going to get these people out without ICE. Local law enforcement, and you want to talk about constitutional and it being legal?
I'm well aware. She's a hack.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because our country being run by fucking criminals and nobody's doing anything. And people like you are defending actions of fucking terrorists.
And people like you are defending these pedophiles being in Minnesota by wanting to abolish ICE and get them out of
here. I'm not defending those fucking pedophiles. If you're trying to argue that we need to get rid of these people, that these are fucking pedophiles, then get the fucking pedophiles in the White House out now.
Yeah. Okay. It's weird that you are against certain pedophiles, but not these ones. But I appreciate your time. If you calm down at all and you want to have a further discussion, you can come find me. But your impulse...
I'll have a further conversation when you actually get a brain.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. Low impulse control.
She's awesome. She really is one of the best to do it. So calm. So motherly, almost. Yeah, these are the people that were... I mean, who in their right mind could possibly watch that video and think, yes, the hyperventilating schizophrenic guy is clearly the right one. He clearly has his head on straight and he understands what's happening here. The man doesn't even know how to get a haircut. We'll be right back.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. This is the War Room with Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're joined by Nick Sorcher at the bottom of this hour. I got a lot of videos to go to in the meantime. We're going to change up topics just a little bit. I do want to tell you, though, we have a new product here. I've not had a chance to try it. Nootropic Mind Fuel Energy Shot. Clean, jitter-free energy. It's caffeine-free, which I'm suspicious of. We'll see. We'll see how much energy this provides. But no, of course, caffeine can make you feel like you really have a lot of energy, but you're really just fooling yourself. You're stealing your energy from the future, and it will catch up to you. But these, however, have just a variety of nootropic supplements in them to keep you awake in a sustained, not jittery fashion. It's a berry flavor. I'm going to try one right now. They're from Optimal Human, so you know they're good. Of course, I'm a big fan of the Optimal Human green drink mix. It's the Optimal Human nootropic mind fuel for clean, caffeine-free energy. It's a shot designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. I'm going to pop one of these open. So each box comes with a collection of these little bottles. I guess I'm supposed to take the whole thing, right? I'll go ahead and try to take the whole thing. Zero calories. It's sugar-free. It's a caffeine-free formula. Nootropic water blend. Alpha GPC, citricoline, DMAE, and GABA. Supports mental clarity and focus. Competes with premium brain formulas in a convenient shot, adaptogenic and herbal proprietary blend, and it's got electrolytes plus B vitamins. That'll really kickstart your day. And you can get it now for 25% off for life if you become a subscriber, but no matter what, you get a bottle of the Atomic Defense along with it when you buy it today at thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. So, bottoms up. It's good. That tastes really good. That's excellent. Because I used to be a big fan of the energy shots, like 5-hour energy and stuff, especially when I was working on film. If you had to do like an all-night shoot or something, we'd bring in boxes of these little poisons. And that is what it is. You drink one and it feel like you just took a shot of Fabuloso or something. It tastes like chemicals. Not this stuff. No chemical taste in this at all. No aftertaste either. Usually whenever I would do one of those brands of hour-based energy drinks, I'd always have to drink something else just to get the taste out of my mouth. Not with this stuff, though. This tastes really good. Nootropic Mind Fuel Energy Shot. Berry flavor from Optimal Human. TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. That really is good. All right. Like I said, we have a lot of videos still to get to this segment before we are joined by Nick Sorcher. And where to even begin? Actually, let me actually just cover this real quick, because we talked a lot and I was outraged already with the invasion of the church by Don Lemon and his cabal of thugs. And we didn't know the half of it. We didn't know nearly the amount of detail that we do now
And it's truly insane, especially when you know that these people have not been charged. Most of them are not going to be charged. And those who have been charged, three of them, are already out on bail. And we'll see if they ever actually get any justice brought to them. They say victim four informed agents that members of their parish attempted to retrieve their children from the child care area located downstairs, but the agitators were blocking the stairs and the parents were unable to get to their children. Victim four recalled one agitator was threatening, aggressive, and intimidating towards parishioners. Additionally, this agitator was screaming and getting in people's faces, to include women and young children. This agitator continued to scream in the faces of children while they were crying. On January 19, 2026, Homeland Security Investigations and the Federal Bureau of Special Agents interviewed Victim 6 regarding the incident that took place at City's Church on January 18, 2026. I've learned the following from the report. Victim 6 recalled an African-American woman yelling, excuse me, Pastor, do you know you're harboring ICE agents? Victim 1. Victim 6 recalls protesters everywhere in the aisles chanting Victim 1 out. Victim 6 thought to himself that this is what it would feel like to be in a mass shooting. Victim 6 described the events as surreal and could not believe what was happening. Victim 6 recalled people shouting and running, children crying, as well as people singing and praying. Victim 6 recalled Kelly screaming Nazi in people's faces, in addition to confronting children, saying, do you know your parents are Nazis? They're going to burn in hell. Again, is this even arguably in the same realm as protected free speech? I mean, I understand that both of these things involve noise being made, but is storming into a church, assaulting children, and trying to keep parents away from their children, this is literally the equivalent of saying, I'm being charged for my speech because you held a gun to a bank teller and said, you know, put the money in the bag. You're like, well, all I said was put the money in the bag. I thought we had free speech. I'm sorry, am I not allowed to have a conversation? Because of a phrase I said, you're going to send me to prison? You might as well be, right? I mean, if your free speech doesn't cover the demand for the bank teller to empty the vault, how does free speech encompass just blatantly terroristic activity? It doesn't, is the answer. It shouldn't. And the fact that they're trying to claim this has anything to do with free speech is just a humiliation ritual to basically, you know, get you to silence yourself by playing on things that you believe but that they don't believe. Appeals court rejects DOJ push to charge more people over Minnesota church protest. Appeals court rejects DOJ push to charge more people over Minnesota church protest. Yelling in the faces of screaming children, your parents are Nazis, they're going to go to hell. Keeping parents away from their children, I mean, that alone is kidnapping. Absolutely, 100%. If a parent is trying to retrieve their child and somebody is blocking them from doing so, you can charge them with kidnapping. Parents get charged with kidnapping their own children if they don't deliver them to a custody arrangement in time. And of course, like I said, you know that all of this was simply in an attempt to cause outrage, to cause the people in the church to fight back, and then they would have been sent to prison. Woman arrested in an anti-ICE church protest in St. Paul, freed from detention. Even that, there was no ICE there, and it wasn't a protest. And it's ridiculous to say otherwise. I mean, if I was a leftist, I'd be pushing this. I mean, clearly, if you just say you're protesting, you can kind of do anything. I mean, protesting is a word with a definition. It describes a particular type of behavior. But apparently, if you're a leftist, that includes just straight up screaming at children's faces who have no idea what's going on, have nothing to do with anything that you're supposedly protesting. It also apparently includes being in Signal group chats where you're instructing people to go interfere with the arrest of criminals who have warrants out for them. I wouldn't be surprised if it also encompassed robbing banks or, you know, kidnapping politicians. You might as well. I mean, am I the only one that sees how absurd this is? This is literally. It's like, have you ever heard a mass shooting described as a protest? Have you ever heard of a, whatever, dude. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And we do not have to stand for this. Victim 6 was scared the agitators were not going to let people leave and that they were going to harm Victim 1's family for harboring Victim 1. Victim 6 later stated protesters followed and surrounded them in their car and would not let them leave. Victim 6 informed agents that their face is on the city's church website and that they're afraid people will come to their house at night. Victim 6 recalled his child stating to him, "Daddy, I thought you were going to die." Victim 6 ended the interview and acknowledged his children are traumatized. And just 3 of these people have been arrested. All of them have been let out on bail. When, according to this, they committed kidnapping, they committed assault. Apparently one woman got her arm broken during this. Terrifying children, separating children from their parents, threatening and yelling in the faces of children. Every single person involved in this needs to be arrested and convicted, including, and almost most importantly, Don Lemon. And if the government won't do it, I still think my statement stands. I don't think we have to put up with this. I really don't. Again, I'm trying to think of just another example. And you really, it really is impossible to comprehend how we got to this point. I mean, essentially what this is if you can imagine like being in school and your teacher has a child that's in your class and that kid just abuses you constantly and the teacher never punishes them because they're her kid. I mean, you know, the teacher's son can do no wrong. And so, like, if you go to the principal and say, "Hey, you know, Miss Baker's son every day is like stabbing me with pencils, leaving lead and like making me bleed, like that is constantly interrupting me," and the teacher just tells me to deal with it. Why do I have to be abused? Why do we have to be abused? Why does it require the participation of authorities that we know are in it with the rioters to get justice? How long are we going to take this abuse? There were at least 10 people who stormed the church. At least. Every single one of them needs to be charged with terrorism. Every single one. Ideally, by an attorney in a court of law. But not necessarily, right? Again, it was... I'm just amazed at like the psychological torture that we're being put through. Like, how many times has this happened? Where it's like already on the face of it, just the videos that we saw and the statements made by the people doing it were just like horrifying. And we showed the video, right? We showed multiple videos where there's videos of people who were arrested under the FACE Act by Joe Biden and were sentenced to years in prison. And the video of their crime is them literally sitting on the ground and singing a hymn in a hallway. They're sitting on the ground and they're singing a song about how Jesus loves you. And they were sent to prison for years for that. People on January 6th who did absolutely nothing, didn't even track mud into the Capitol. were placed in solitary confinement for 36 months on end without ever receiving a trial. And you're telling me that these people stormed into a church, were deliberately terrorizing children, were keeping parents separate from their children, broke a woman's arm, got out of the church, filmed the children crying, saying this is what it's all about, causing trauma in children, and only three of them have been arrested, some of them specifically prevented from being charged. These people in this video went to prison for years for this, for what they're doing right now. Quietly, in some cases silently sitting on the floor, in other cases sitting on the floor and praying or singing a hymn to themselves. 2 years in prison. So, like, at a certain point, like, maybe I don't care if the government gets overthrown. Maybe we need to figure out just how to protect ourselves in this. Because it really is like the, like it's almost like the Trump administration is sending us the message. I mean, when you have Pam Bondi, after all of this that's happened, two people at least are dead. You have this church raid. You have the Signalgate revelation that all of these authorities, local authorities, are actively participating with the riots and inciting the riotous conditions that caused the attacks on ICE that in turn end up with shooting a person. And that's just the deaths that have occurred. That's not counting the Border Patrol agent being beaten on the ground in one video, another agent having his finger bitten off, Jake Lang being attacked and nearly killed. I mean, I can show you 15 different videos of people being bloodied by left-wing activists. And you send Pam Bondi out to say, we wrote a letter. We wrote a strongly worded letter. I mean, are they mocking us? What's the deal? What's the deal? I just want to know. So again, they're not even giving us a good reason to not do something ourselves. But I don't know how many times we have to go through this. I've never experienced anything like this, where you see the church raid. It's so sickening and like disgusting and horrific on the face of it. And then a week later you learn like, no, it was actually way worse. Actually, as crazy as it was and as pissed off as you were that nothing was being done to bring justice to this, you didn't even know the half of it. But they did. But, the authorities did. The judge who said not to charge Don Lemon, he knew that this was the case. So, well, it's honestly, I mean, to me, it's almost like I'm like going through the stages of grief is how it feels. Feels like we've already lost the country. The country is dead at this point. And we need to like work our way towards acceptance of that. Because trying to pretend like the Trump administration ever intends on doing anything about any of this is sort of suicidal at this point. Because they don't. They don't plan on doing anything. If they did, it would already be done. And maybe the only thing that would get them to do something is if things like really spiraled out of control. I don't know. I'm sort of flailing at this point. Just feeling like I'm drowning, looking for anything that's floating. Because we were so far beyond justification for brutal crackdowns against leftists a year ago. And for the last year, we've been waiting for that to happen as the left has systematically built up their networks, built up their funds, carried out these little operations, testing responses. They killed Charlie Kirk. They've staged multiple military-style ambushes against ICE agents, some attacks that have left people dead. And nothing has been done to any of them. Nothing for Russiagate, nothing for COVID, nothing for the Ukraine war that's cost a million dead, hundreds of billions of dollars. Nothing for the genocide carried out by our greatest ally, Israel. Nothing's been done to make any sizable dent in the millions and millions of people that have come over here in the last 4 years. So I think that's a wrap. I think that's just about a wrap on the Trump second administration. It was a hilarious trick on us. Well done. You did it. You convinced us that you were serious about doing literally anything for any of us ever. And it's been a year. And I think that's about it. I think that's about all the time that you need. And time for Plan B, I guess. I guess it's time for Plan B. Because I'm not about to sit here for 3 years, three more years, wondering why nothing's being done. I think we figured it out. I don't think anything's going to happen to any of these people from the authorities. So, and that doesn't mean they're innocent. It doesn't mean that they don't deserve it. It just means that the structure that we have now established to bring us justice is no longer fit for purpose and should be destroyed. It is now actively working against its stated purpose of bringing justice to America. So, I think it has to be destroyed now. I really think that might be the only option at this point. So James O'Keefe barely escapes leftists in Minnesota as they hurl frozen water bottles. A Minneapolis mob of leftists hurled projectiles at James O'Keefe and the O'Keefe Media Group team on Saturday as they documented the ICE-involved shooting of Alex Paretti. My team and I are in downtown Minneapolis right now. We have undercover reporters inside the mob. I was at the scene of the shooting this morning and barely made it out alive. Hundreds surrounded us. They were throwing ice bottles, ripping off my bulletproof vest. They even followed us all the way back to our hotel. As all of this is happening, we received death threats via text. James said the leftists hurled frozen water bottles at them. And nothing's being done about it. So, again, we'll be joined by Nick Sortor in the next segment. So this church story. Yeah, I want to say, like, you know, if nothing is, but nothing's going to be done. Nothing's going to be done. So, okay, just it's time to accept now that we're in a situation where next time, you know, maybe they'll kill a kid. Maybe they'll kill a parent who's trying to get to his kid. You know? Maybe they'll just burn the church down with you inside it. I mean, if they can do this and not face consequences, I don't think there is a limit to what they can do. So I guess we just need to accept that. We're basically just, this is it. Like, we're under tyranny. And, you know, maybe the rioters are right. You know, maybe screw it. Maybe let them burn it down. Maybe withdraw ICE. Like, there's, it's over, folks. I think America's over. When they can do that in a church and they don't even get arrested, I think that's it.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the CMOS, because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taken, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are working on getting connected with Nick Sartor right now. Let's go ahead and go to clip number 22 here. CNN. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, these people just say whatever the hell they want. And then the leftists believe them. And I don't know how to deal with that. I really don't know how to deal with a group of people who are so far removed from basic reality. Because what are you going to do? Convince them? What are you going to do? Talk to them? How are you going to talk to these people? Let's watch, Jake Tapper? Clip 22 here. CNN aired a liberal claiming ISIS on the verge of putting people in ovens to execute them. Why would we need ovens? We have so many bullets. Let's watch.
I understand that, but they take people to Fort Snelling here, which literally was built as a concentration camp, and Alligator Alcatraz, which I think we can all agree is a concentration camp. I'm not saying they're Dachau. I'm not saying they're putting people in ovens yet, but these are concentration camps.
Okay. I
don't need to argue with you about
that.
I don't need to argue with you about this. That's a great phrase. I'm going to start using that phrase, actually. I love that. That's a grain, utterly fake. And then you go, look, I don't need to argue with you about this, okay? Look. The grocery store is a concentration camp, okay? Look, I don't need to argue with you about this, all right? I'm just going to assert something that's just utterly factually wrong, and then, look, I don't need to argue with you about this, okay? It's a concentration camp. What do you think a concentration camp is? Like, what do these people think? It's like the word due process. Do they even know what the word means? A concentration camp is just any location where people are held. So every prison is a concentration camp. I mean, every school is a concentration camp, right? You're compelled by law to go there. I guess you can go home. They're not putting in people, they're not burning people to death in ovens yet. Okay. Well, you let us know when it gets to that point. You give us a call. We'll hop right on it. Yeah, no. They're called holding facilities. They're a necessity because you absolute freaks let in tens of millions of people in 4 years and then spread them all over the United States in your own concentration camps, which are actually like little militarized colonies inside of American cities. Why we can't use those to house the people, even though we used them to house people when they were coming in. We can't use them when they're going out. I don't know why. But I don't feel sorry for any of these people. Every single illegal immigrant being arrested could have had $3,000 and a free flight back home, but chose instead to force ICE to come get them. So just no pity. No pity for any of these people. They've all done this completely to themselves. And again, where the left is getting these ideas, God only knows. Let's go to the next one. Clip 27, a Minnesota healthcare worker claimed that ICE is dumping people naked in the woods. Okay, let's watch.
Safe Haven is here to get people who are being picked up like that person.
Yes.
So the people that are injured really badly, or maybe other people too, we don't know how many people, are being taken out into the woods around the Whipple and released in the middle of the night, you sometimes with no clothes, always with no phone, if they're brown, with no ID. And it's a death sentence. One of the people had a cracked skull that's been treated. So they're taking the people that they don't want us to know about and they're dropping them in the woods, which I've heard is something that they've been doing with Native Americans for a long time, and we're just continuing that tradition. But that is sickening me right now.
Like, we're supposed to take this seriously? She's just making things up. Now, I don't know if somebody told her this and she believed them. Like, anybody else think, like, this is probably how the Holocaust happened? Like, I mean, not that we're, like, headed down the road towards a real Holocaust, not that we're actually going to start burning people, but, like, do you think, you know, maybe everything was demented like this back then? That's what I'm wondering. Where it's like, they were having people being eaten by bears. They were being made into lampshades. And it's like, do you actually believe this? Or are you just making this up? Because this is not true. This did not happen. This obviously didn't happen for a million different reasons, but would you be surprised if you went 100 years into the future and saw that your history books were teaching that ICE were kidnapping every brown person they could see, dropping them in the woods for them to freeze to death? And that if you question that, you're anti-Semitic and can't have a job anymore? Like, would you be surprised if these lies became, you know, the retroactive justification for what they certainly intend to do to us if they ever get power? She's not kidding. She wasn't joking. She either is making this up and thinks she can trick people, and she's right that she could, or she's an idiot that believed somebody else telling her it and then spread it, you know, herself. But again, these people are, they just, their entire worldview, their every belief is upheld by just a huge variety of absolute crazy insanity. I mean, I don't want to just make the same joke over and over, but like, would it be any less absurd for that woman to claim that immigrants were being fed to Bigfoot? I mean, you might as well. In all seriousness, you know, they're picking up brown people and feeding them to the Yeti, to Bigfoot, to the man ape. Yeah, he's real, and he's working with ICE. And we're supposed to sit here and try to convince them that he's not, or what? What are we doing? Again, I really am at a complete loss when they are just flagrantly making absolutely everything up constantly. It's just crazy. It's beyond crazy. Looks like we have time for this. Let's go to clip 36 here. Shifting up topics a little bit, but this video's gone absolutely viral, and I haven't actually had a chance to watch it yet, so I'm going to watch it with you all and comment on it. And I think this does go to explaining at least part of the underlying psychology behind why so many people in America are so ready to take the sides of criminals, rapists, murderers, and psychopaths. And it's because they're women. Let's watch.
There was a study done where men and women were hooked up to brain scanners as they watched people play a game. They got to see whether the people playing the game were playing fairly or whether they were cheating at the game. And the people playing were connected to electric shock machines. So electric shocks would go into these people as they were playing, and they would measure the brains of the men and women watching. So every time a player that was playing fairly got an electric shock, both men and women's empathy centers lit up. Whenever an electric shock would go into a person that was cheating, women's empathy centers lit up just the same as with the fair playing person, but men's empathy centers did not light up at all. Actually, their pleasure center lit up. Super key psychological distinction between men and women.
Yeah, that's like mind blowing. So again, this was not an opinion survey. This was not something that asked people to express whether or not they felt sympathy. This scanned people's brains to determine how they felt at a particular moment. Because I have a feeling if you were to like ask these people, who'd you feel sympathy for? If you said, did you feel sympathy when the person who cheated got shocked? They'd say, oh, no, he deserved it. But that's not true. No, they scanned the brains and found a distinct split. Wasn't like there was crossover. All of the men wanted bad deeds to be punished, and all of the women felt sympathy for the cheater when they were punished for cheating. To me, that's like wild. That is so profound. Again, you sort of know it, but like to hear it explained like this, anterior insular cortex and anterior cingulate cortex pain centers activate in observers. So again, to reiterate what she said, they had an experiment where innocent people and cheaters were both shocked as punishment. Both men and women felt empathy for people, felt bad, shared the pain of people who were incorrectly punished, who were given an electric shock even though they hadn't done anything wrong. But when somebody who had done something wrong had earned and deserved their punishment, women still felt empathy and sympathy for them. That's dysfunctional, you understand. That's something that is wrong, and it shouldn't be that way. Now, obviously, it is that way for a reason. God made women that way because it's probably necessary for dealing with children. In fact, it's like certainly it. Empathy is a key component. It's like the number one difference. And not that men can't empathize with kids, but we're a lot less likely to. And I've talked about this forever because I've just seen it in my own life so much. And I haven't told the story in a long time, but probably a year before I worked at InfoWars, and I was at a concert with some friends, and this girl came up to us and she was completely out of her mind on drugs and had lost her friends and was like freaking out and panicking. And I remember it was such a like poignant moment for me because my response was to be like, lady, you're fine. To be like, look, you're safe, right? You know, nobody here is trying to hurt you. Like, you're fine. You'll probably find your friends later, right? Just be like, hey, logically, you're fine. Think about it for a second. Okay, I know you're on drugs, but like, chill. Like, that is obviously the wrong way to approach it. But that was my approach, is to be like, I'm going to explain to this girl why she shouldn't be scared. That's not the right way to do it. Adults on drugs, a lot like children. And the girl I was with, my friend Haley, was just actually like, empathized with her, got on her level. And was just like, well, maybe, you know, this is what was meant to happen. You lost your old friends. Now you found new friends. And now we'll be your friends and you're in our group. And it worked. And the girl was like, yo, you're right. Like, hey, you guys are pretty cool. And it was just so, I was like, okay. That was so much more clearly the right response. Even though to me, I'm like, look, lady, you're fine. Chill. Such a wrong response. And the exact same thing happens with kids. Kids are misbehaving or freaking out. It's my response. And I imagine it's sort of the more male response to be like, would you chill for a second, please? Come on, think about it for a second. If you want the piece of cake, you really think screaming's the way to get it? And like, does that work? Absolutely not. No. Constantly defeated by my children's lack of logic. It's infuriating. But women are very capable of, you know, sinking their emotions to the kids and understanding why they're upset and getting them to calm down. Again, so it's not even to say that like, women are defective overall. Obviously, there's an important reason why women's brains are designed this way. And women's brains are designed this way. Can't debate that at this point. But you have to be able to recognize a misapplication of empathy. When somebody cheats, they deserve to be punished. Is this a complicated idea to express? Is this really something you need to like indoctrinate people into? I guess it is. Again, it's just that is just such a profound thing, I have to say. It is just such a deep-seated foundational cause of so much of what we see go on. Can people really not like overcome their initial visceral reaction and apply logic? And it's not like these people saw people being punished and didn't know if they were guilty or not, and so sort of felt sympathy with them off the off chance that they were innocent. Gee, wouldn't that suck to be punished if you were innocent? No, they knew they were guilty. They were absolutely sure they had cheated and therefore deserved the punishment. They still felt bad for them. And actually, this is kind of a defect, honestly. Because one of the psychological realities of human beings is when somebody is punished in public, like one of the reasons they would do like public floggings back in the day is because there's something in human psychology that makes you want to separate yourself from somebody experiencing pain. And so you actually become less sympathetic to somebody when they're being punished for something that they deserve, or at least that's the way it's supposed to go. I don't know. Maybe it's different with women. But that was part of, you know, the psychological value of like punishing people and like whipping people in public. Is because even subconsciously, people go, ooh, that guy's not my friend. I don't want to do what he's doing. I don't want to be involved with him. He's in a lot of pain. And so they separate themselves from them and stop feeling sympathy with them. Apparently, that's not the case with women. It's very strange. It's very odd, isn't it? But I think it explains a lot. Now, and this story is another one where when you read it, again, I really don't know what to do at this point. Federal judge tosses out DOJ lawsuit seeking Georgia voter rolls. So, like, let's not make any mistake. In 2020, the state of Georgia was stolen for the Democrats. And the way they stole Georgia was done right out in the open, and it's on video. I mean, really, it's not even a debate at this point. It's also been proven that Georgia had hundreds of thousands of people on their voter rolls that shouldn't have been on there. Georgia was won by 11,000 votes, apparently. But again, we have the video of them cheating. We have the timeline of exactly how they did it, telling everybody to go home, making up the thing about the water pipe, and then hundreds of thousands of Joe Biden votes without a single Trump one, reversing the victor overnight. And as our federal government attempts to investigate this, you now have judges dismissing U.S. Department of Justice lawsuits against Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, placing another roadblock in the path of Trump administration's ongoing efforts to obtain sensitive voter information from states across the U.S. Georgia is now one of at least three states in which federal judges have dismissed lawsuits seeking sensitive voter information. The lawsuit was filed in December, with the Department of Justice arguing that Georgia's unredacted voter registration lift was needed as part of an ongoing investigation into Georgia's compliance with federal election law. Earlier this week, the attorneys for the Secretary of State's office filed a motion requesting that the Georgia case be dismissed, arguing that the Justice Department had exceeded its authority in requesting the records, that it lacked the jurisdiction to sue, and that the Macon-based court in which the case was filed was in the wrong venue. In Friday's ruling, Judge C. Ashley Royal sided with the Secretary of State, writing in his order that the Macon-based court lacked jurisdiction over the case because the Attorney General's demand was not made and the demanded records are not located in the Middle District of Georgia. So, again, I mean, are we ever going to get justice for anything, I think, is the question. And it's not about needing immediate answers right now. It's the fact that we are not moving in that direction at all. And if you wanted to, like, track out each different, you know, you could have, like, a bar graph of each scandal. And ideally, that bar graph would be slowly but surely growing, right? You'd start with the claims. Then you'd investigate the claims. You'd gather evidence. You'd get indictments. You'd try those. Like, you would have steps along the way. We are not at step one for any of these. I guess if step one is, you know, the revelation of the evidence, you know, the claims being made, then sure, okay. We've done one. We've done one step, but we've got no other justice for anything. Nick Sortor joins me now. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm pissed. I'm pissed, man. Let me just riff here for a second. I have been in Minneapolis for, I spent 3.5 weeks in Minneapolis putting, I don't know how else to put it, right? Like putting my life on the line. There are lots of other reporters out there doing the same exact thing, you know, trying to fight the left on this because the left, you know, they're trying to force us out and set an example for all these other blue cities all across the United States to say, look, if we riot in the streets and we burn things down and we try to kill ICE agents and Border Patrol agents, that we'll win, right? And now it looks like they're getting their way. And I take no pleasure in saying that. And I kind of knew that we were going to get to this point after President Trump, after I was out there. And it's not just about me. I keep saying I, but the reason I say I is because I'm the only person that recorded this. When for 2 hours, rioters in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area were able to loot and destroy FBI vehicles, including automatic rifles, select fire rifles, out of the back of those cruisers. And then Trump went on TV the next day saying, oh, you know what? No, I haven't seen any reason for any insurrection act. 2 hours they were able to do this because that's how long it took them to get into the weapons safe. Now, I love President Trump. He has been very supportive of my work. He has been, like somebody that I believe has the best interests of the country at heart. But you're like, okay, some of these advisors that are telling him, oh, no, everything's under control, no problem, because they're looking at poll numbers that are going to be skewed based on, first of all, who is taking the poll, and secondly, if you poll like MAGA Republicans, America First Republicans even, they're going to tell you, if you ask them the question, do you approve of the job that ICE is doing? Many of them are going to say no, because we were promised mass deportations, and that's not what we're seeing right now. You keep seeing, Harrison, worst of the worst, that term being thrown out there. What worst of the worst means is essentially, and I'm sorry to put it this way, I'm here to give you the hard truth. You can unfollow me if you want to. Worst of the worst means amnesty for everybody else. That's what it means. And there's no way for me to sugarcoat that. And I am sounding the alarm at this point, okay? Saying worst of the worst and removing Commander Greg Bovino, who is, you know, I'm going to spill the beans right here. This is an exclusive for InfoWars. What Bovino was doing was he was avenging the Border Patrol agents that were out there every single day at the border that were forced to not be Border Patrol under Joe Biden, but be Uber Patrol. Uber Patrol being, okay, yeah, we'll pick you up at the border and we'll drive you to whatever town in the country you want to be at. So when you saw these videos of Bovino walking up to people and taking pictures of them with his phone, what he was doing was he was cross-referencing that with a database of people that were these millions and millions of illegals that were brought into the country under Joe Biden. Okay? Millions of people that may not have they may not have raped a child yet, but could potentially do so because we don't know who they are and they're not here legally. So when he was doing that, when you see those videos of him going up and taking a picture of somebody, he was cross-referencing that with a database because he wanted to remove anybody that came into this country under Joe Biden that shouldn't have been allowed in because they didn't come in legally. And so they removed him from his position now because the poll numbers don't look good. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't defend it, Harrison. I can't.
I can't either, and I don't expect you to. It is just infuriating. And then reading about the full account of what happened in the church and that nobody from that has been arrested, I don't know what to do next, Nick, because the Trump administration is failing on every front as far as I'm concerned. And it frankly just feels like pathetic to keep begging this administration for something they clearly have no interest in doing. Although Pam Bondi did write a very strongly worded letter, I heard. So that's good, right?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even care. Like, if I don't see anybody in handcuffs, I just don't even care. That's noise to me. I never even posted about that because it's like, it's whatever. But like, I'm sorry, but like, what am I doing? Why am I out and going out head to head with these people? I know that I'm not going to get any support if they hold a gun to my head on the ground. Like, you know, they'll probably just, you know, blow my brains out because there's nobody that's going to come and help me. And why am I doing that if we're just going to back down to Tim Walz and Mayor Frey? You look at the stuff today being like, oh, well, we had productive phone calls. Well, that's because, like, they see this as caving. There's no other way for me to put it, man.
Yeah, we got to talk for longer, Nick. I'd love to have you on later this week. You're exactly right. I feel your frustration. I know a lot of our audience does as well. Nick Sortor on X.
I reckon a lot of you know I've been on the air for a long time, and we've done quite a few things here. And I've had a lot of different ways that I tried to continue on our mission. So I want to tell you about a begging right here. This is a limited edition knife. We just came out with it a couple days ago. And well, some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. But you need something to take care of yourself and your family and protect you, I think this will do it. It's an important remake, updated World War II trench knife, double-edged stainless steel, razor sharp. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's got a nice little pin-up girl there right there on it. Mm-hmm. So I reckon this is just about as good as you're going to get as some fried taters and biscuits and mustard. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get one of these before they sell out with the murdered out brass knuckles and skull crusher, then I reckon you better get on over to thealexjonesstore.com while the getting's good. And I appreciate you keeping us on the air in our mission. Mm-hmm. I call it a Kaiser blade. And it's a limited edition right now. Mm-hmm. But all I know is the globalists shouldn't have done what they did to that boy, what Epstein did. So all I can say is they're going to have the Lord to deal with. But, limited edition, almost sold out. I just know you want this knife. It's selling out quick. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.